Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. protect its own security. And the only way to protect that is to ensure that there is no terrorist state in Gaza.
Invece la posizione più ortodossa per quanto riguarda la musica rock, la grande tradizione dei gruppi vocali femminili americani continua anche negli anni 80, prima con il Go-Go e adesso è rimasta solo lei, ma le vale ancora tutte quante, Belinda Carlisle! Alex, stasera abbiamo abbandonato tutti gli altri e entriamo in meno completo da rocker.
Thank you. will be North Korea's third attempt to put a spy satellite in orbit this year, with the previous attempt failing due to technical issues. Now, the Japanese government is on alert as well, issuing an emergency warning for some of its residents there. And North Korea had alerted Japan to plan to launch a satellite between Wednesday and December 1st morning.
All right, concerning always. Kelly, thank you for that. U.S. Secretary of Defense has made an unannounced visit to Ukraine. Lloyd Austin arriving in Kyiv this week, meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top Ukrainian Ukrainian officials and affirming America's commitment to Ukraine's war effort, both verbally and financially, saying that the U.S. support will continue for the long haul and announcing an additional $100 million in weapons being sent to the embattled country. Joining us now, Dakota Wood, Senior Research Fellow for Defense Programs at the Heritage Foundation. So I'd like to have you with us, as always. What is the significance of Secretary Austin's visit to Ukraine and also the announcement of the
Thank you. I'm
A reminder, this nation is posting a
with us with some ways that we can boost our health, show gratitude instead of just staying with it.
a living thing. It seems like it's easy to do, but it's not. It's really quite hard. And it takes a muscle. It takes practice. Doing it every single day. And gratitude, what I love about this is it changes the molecular structure of our brain. And watching out there, they say it's more anxiety and depression. And then this trust gratitude on the brain. These are the very same hormones that we release when we go running or we exercise. And it also has the ability to and allows us to be better decisions. But you also have a profound and physical health. When we have stress and fear that is left unmanaged, it can weaken our immune system. Research at Mayo Clinic has shown that cultivating gratitude can build immunity and decrease fear.
Love it.
You actually have to train to think
about it. The cool thing about something like appreciation and gratitude is that although these things are
Thank you.
We believe.
Yeah.
About 240 hostages somewhere in Gaza, including a couple who were kidnapped from their people of Kalyarum, Ramon and Yagez, couple's family, including for their safe return. Now live from Israel is Yagez and Dr. Lauren Vester, KR. Doctor, thank you for your time. I'm sorry once again for what you're going through. You were spoken before, but for our audience, can you remind us where your nephew and his wife were when they were taken on October 7th?
Yeah, thank you for having me again. On October 7th, Yagez and Ramon were sleeping in their home in Kibbutz Nirim, in their bed. It was a holiday, a very holy holiday. And about 6:30 in the morning, the red signal took place in Kibbutz Nirim, where they live, and they straight ran to their station. Until 8:30 in the morning, we had this contact with them. They were in the low post on Facebook about the terrorists that around them. But
thank you.
In the house, and then they met, and this is very good friends.